How hard is it going to be to stop Adrian Peterson?
Well, I don't think anybody's stopped him too well for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and particularly last year. So it's a challenge, but we're looking forward to it. We recognize that he's probably the best there is in the business, and to beat that team, we've got to hold him down. So it's a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Coach, when you're playing over there and you're dealing with stuff like jet lag and some of the stuff that goes into traveling over there, do you have to be mindful of playing more guys or
you know, anyone you would? To be honest with you, Scott, I've never been to England. Isn't there a song like that someplace? But I've been to Oklahoma. Yeah, there is definitely is a song like that. But I don't know about the jet lag. We'll have to see about that as it goes. But we still, and we're early in the year, we like to rotate our people anyhow. So we'll start the game with a regular rotation and see how we're doing.
Dick, how is Vince Williams doing? Is he any closer to maybe taking over that Larry's position full time?
Well, they're both making good strides, and they're still on the job training, and Coach Tomlin's watching that real closely, and we'll continue to play both of them. And like I said last week, if one of them is significantly more productive, well, he'll get more snaps, and we'll see how that goes.
Dick, we're 3 games in now. We're still talking about turnovers, not getting turnovers. Is there a point where the guys maybe press and try to do something in that extent? Or?
I don't think so. I think we're going to get some turnovers. We've had the ball out. We've had the ball bouncing around, but we haven't got it. But there's no question that we got to help our guys and get some turnovers and get some field position. We got to do better there. No question about it.
The sacks, you think, are close, pretty close? Well, there's some chances.
I always want more sacks, but I think we're getting good pressure on the quarterback. Our third down numbers are pretty good, and that usually means you're getting some pressure on the quarterback.
Dick, Mike had referenced how, much like Jay Cutler, if Christian Ponder needs to run, he can. He's got some pretty decent wheels. You saw that with Jay, a guy maybe a little bit underrated sometimes running. What do you think of Ponder scrambling and his ability to do so?
Well, I think he might be a little bit better than Cutler, really. He's a little bit bigger and certainly as fast. As a scrambler, he's pretty damn good. We'll have to respect that aspect of it. And, you know, in the NFL, unless you're playing Peyton Manning, you probably got to worry about scramblers every week, and you got other things you got to worry about if it's Peyton, you know. But he's an excellent scrambler, no doubt.
There's so much emphasis on Adrian Peterson, but what is about their passing game that concerns you right now?
Well, him. Peterson is such a threat that when they fake it to him, you know, if you're not really right on your keys, one of those very good wide receivers that they have, and they have several, will sneak in behind you. And you always are concerned about that when you're playing against a great running back, which we're doing, because the play-action pass is such a big part of their arsenal then. And they've got some big, tall receivers. Seems like we've been playing against that every game now for about a month. So our guys should be used to looking at tall guys. But probably as much as anything, it's the threat of 28 tied in around that play-action pass, which they do a real good job of.